You are hearing this message because the people of Oregon are suffering a statewide crisis of confidence. At least half the people of this great state, and most likely more, do not trust Oregon's mail-in ballot election system. Once hailed as a beacon of accessibility, the truth is, it is undermining the very foundation of this great state. The establishment of mail-in ballots was the first step towards defrauding we the people of our voice in government and putting those in office by selection, not election. Since first established, layer upon layer has been added to mail-in ballots in order to further obscure transparency and manipulate the system. Bloated election rolls that contain huge numbers of deceased or relocated voters are used fraudulently to boost selected candidates. Multiple ballots are mailed to the same person at a variety of different addresses, providing endless illegal ballot casting opportunities. More ballots are mailed to addresses than the addresses contain residents. Votes are legally counted 7 days after the election date. These ballots are supposed to be postmarked by the election date, yet they contain no postmarks. Thumb drives are used to transfer votes from one computer to another. These thumb drives have been proven to easily contain manipulative programs. Votes are tabulated by machines that are proven to be easily hacked, machines that we the people have been forbidden to inspect. These are facts. More people are registered to vote in Oregon than are eligible to vote. Anyone can register to vote by supplying the last 4 digits of a Social Security number. Yet without the first 5 numbers, any 4 numbers will work, as there is no way to verify that person. The legislature has passed laws that undermine clean voter rolls. ORS 247.275 prohibits removing names from the voter rolls because they do not vote. Those names that do not vote are used fraudulently by those that need them. Federal law requires reasonable efforts to remove names of ineligible voters, yet counties do not clean their voter rolls. 14 counties reported removing 5 or fewer voter registrations in a 4-year period. In a Washington County sample of 4,400 voter records, 13% were dead. One has been dead for 24 years, yet 12 of those dead voters cast ballots in Washington County. In a Washington County sample of 248 records, 85 registered voters had moved out of Washington County and still voted in Washington County. Lane County had 85 voters registered at an address on Amazon Parkway. No one lives at that address. In Lane County, a Walmart parking lot has 12 registered voters. Anthony Hansen lived at an address in Portland for a total of 2 weeks. Somehow, he got registered there. He now lives in Baltimore. Ballots for Anthony are still received at that Portland address. Every University of Oregon student gets 2 ballots. Special interests seek to collect the excess unused ballots. The Service Employees International Union is one of those who collected excess ballots and then looked for volunteers to help fill them out. Those volunteers were then told by the union how to fill out the ballots. Antifa has published instructions on how to vote more than once. Interest groups search out vulnerable citizens, such as nursing home residents, to get ballots from them. They brag about how they assist blind elderly people with filling out their ballots. Quoting one, "I filled it out, not the way they told me to, but I filled it out." There is no chain of custody for ballots. Oregon cannot tell you your vote was counted, only that it was received. Once the ballot is separated from the envelope, there is no way to ensure that your vote was counted. There is no way for you to know that it wasn't replaced. Signature verification is totally ineffective. Signatures can be easily forged with machines. Very high rates of ballot challenges and rejections are inherent in a vote-by-mail signature verification system. 5,000 ballots were rejected in Clackamas County alone in the 2022 election, rejected too late to be cured. Those 5,000 ballots were either fake or legitimate. We will never know. In Washington County, observers sought to challenge 230 signatures, but the vast majority were accepted despite the challenge. Once the ballot gets by the signature check, there is no way to undo the harm. There is no avenue for appeal. No way to undo the problem. Computerized systems present an inherent and undeniable security risk, compromising elections in ways that cannot be detected. It's been demonstrated that the machines Oregon uses can be hacked in minutes. In spite of the denial, Wi-Fi modems are present in every single voting tabulator. In the most recent state election, between 4:36 and 4:44 a.m. on Sunday, May 29, 2022, one candidate witnessed their vote total decrease by 6,371 votes. Between 8:32 and 8:36 p.m. on May 29, 2022, that vote total decreased by 3,855 votes. Between 4:57 and 4:58 a.m. on Saturday, June 10th, vote totals decreased by 6,390 votes. That candidate has screenshots to prove it. No explanation is possible. No explanation has been provided. Vote totals should never decrease, only increase. That candidate has had to file suit to get an answer as to how this happened. And after 2 years, that candidate has yet to receive that answer. Ballot images and cast vote records used to be obtained at reasonable prices. Multnomah County, $159. Lincoln County, $60. Clatsop County, $64. Polk County, $120. Authorities discovered that such records might reveal fraud. So under the direction of the Secretary of State, counties are now quoting astronomical numbers. Benton County, $6,798. Harney County, $7,939. Linn County, $77,376. Deschutes County, $93,703. Oregon's lawmakers are doing everything they can to invite fraud and theft of our elections. HB 3291 permits the counting of ballots received by mail up to 7 days after an election. Oregon promoted the idea that such ballots were still required to be postmarked by Election Day. Yet the post office does not put postmarks on ballot mail. This law was constructed specifically with a loophole, which allows ballots without a postmark received after Election Day to be counted. It's this law that makes it even easier for criminals to cheat. After seeing the results of the election, as of Election Day, they have 7 extra days to mail in more phantom votes to affect the results of that election. It's no wonder that we the people have a crisis of confidence in our elections. Why wouldn't we? We have untold thousands of phantom voters, ballots sprinkled indiscriminately around the state for criminals to scoop up and use. Dead people and other ineligible people are voting. The system for public observation of vote counting is a farce. There is no chain of custody for ballots. Signature verification is arbitrary. The audit system is a sham. The election system that belongs to we the people has been hijacked by the state. We the people have no control over any element of an election system that belongs to us. We the people have no way to interrogate the system, to validate the results of an election system that is, in fact, supposed to represent we the people. None of this is conjecture. It is all fact. It's no wonder why so many people don't vote. They say, why bother? If you don't vote Democrat, it's just a wasted vote. And those that do vote are frustrated time and time again by a state that won't address their grievances and makes it impossible for them to even examine their elections.
Representatives and election workers, listen to this message loud and clear. At least half the people in this state do not trust those in charge of elections. They are done with the obfuscation, and they are done with the deception. We the people demand a halt to this system immediately. We demand transparent, in-person, voter ID, paper ballot, in-precinct voting, hand-counted with no machines involved, and election results reported by evening's end. The entire country of France, population 65 million, performs their elections exactly this way. If France can do it, Oregon, population of just over 4 million, can do it too. And they must do it now. Please know that this is not an idle request. We will not be brushed off by government and mainstream media and be ignored. We will hammer this message until it's known by heart that a vast population of Oregon does not accept the voting system as is. And as long as it's intact, We, the people of Oregon, will not accept the results, no matter who wins. Truth and transparency is a must for all people, regardless of party or non-party affiliation. It is essential that the people know our voice is heard in our government, and transparent and truthful voting is the only way for this to occur. Yes, we, the people of Oregon, are demanding our God-given right, truth and transparency in a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And we, the people of Oregon, will not settle for anything less. Because if there is no truth in representing the voice of the people, then there is no truth in Oregon.